I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the Winter's Bestseller Pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breast, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be talking about the latest bad preaching from Mike Todd of Transformation Church. Now, the latest antics of Mike Todd include getting a sprayed-on beard during a haircut during a sermon and comparing that fake beard to the Holy Spirit, to God's work in his life, to salvation. So that is the latest from Mike Todd. It's the latest cringe, so full cringe warning for this video, because we're going to be going into a Mike Todd sermon, and it's just bad preaching all around. We have an end of the year award show where we say, you know, worst teacher, and Mike Todd is always a nominee, but he has never won it, but he's definitely trying to shoot his shot for 2024. So with that said, we're going to be covering this sermon by Mike Todd of Transformation Church, and Evangelical Dark Web was one of the first platforms to call out Mike Todd. We did so 4 years ago, but for his super viral Easter sermon, so in 2020. So that's a little bit of the backstory of Mike Todd. I believe he also has a movie coming out eventually. So that this guy is huge. He's probably the spiritual successor to T.D. Jakes, who is kind of a black pope, and I wrote about him over the weekend. So check out evangelicaldarkweb.org, and we also have a Patreon-like system at evangelicaldarkweb.org/join. That's where you can go to give us a lot of love, but the least you can do is like this video and subscribe to the channel or podcast if you are new. So we're going to dive into this sermon, the first clip, and again, this is very fresh, just like his haircut. It's very fresh, and it was from Sunday the 3rd. Here is clip one.
No. What if you kind of, like, turn it on? No. You know why God doesn't turn on a lot of the blessings? It's because your hand is still on it. It's because you trying to direct where it's going. He said, this will hurt you too much if I turn this on right now. If I turn on the favor, if I turn on the blessing, if I turn it on, I need you to sit.
So this is very characteristic of Mike Todd, very performative preaching. And nothing was really surprising about his delivery and his message about you need to sit down so God will bless you. It's very much in line with his prosperity gospel beliefs, which are stated on his church's faith statement. You know, his church has the prosperity gospel on its faith statement, too. So that is the type of preaching to expect from Mike Todd. I just thought that this was pretty emblematic of that, so I wanted to showcase that part of the sermon. This is the more viral clip, and it's where he gets a fake beard installed, and it's called an enhancement, apparently. Now, where I'm from, we make fun of guys who do this, who kind of draw on facial hair. Now, I don't have the most perfect facial hair, but I'm not going to disrespect myself by having it get enhanced, and no barber has ever asked if I wanted it enhanced. So that's where I'm at in life. I guess that's not the case with the master barber that he had to deal with. And I'm quoting him, by the way. So here's clip number two.
John 15:5 goes on and says, "Yes, I am the true vine, and you are the branches. Those who remain in me, and I in them, will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing." In another translation, it says, "Those who abide in me." Some of y'all have been moving too much for God to cut where he needs to and it not kill you. And God's saying, would you just stay still? Would you just plant in a church? Would you just actually continue to go to the B group? Would you actually submit to counseling? Would you actually do that? Would you actually just stay still in a place long enough so I can do this surgery on you? And some of y'all are like, what is he doing right now? This is what in the barber world they call enhancements.
I wanted to pause to highlight that this is the climax of his sermon where the dramatic music comes in.
See, when you get a master barber and they can see what you don't see, they can fill in the holes and the gaps. The areas, y'all be like, dang, Pastor Mike, beard be so nice. That ain't me. That's the grace of God. Hear what I'm saying to you. It presents me in a way that my own effort could not present. It gives me the ability to be able to have the appearance of what's not really mine. It kind of sounds like salvation. It kind of sounds like any man that be in Christ, he is a new creation. So when the debt comes up for all the sin that I made, I get the enhancement of Jesus Christ being the one that stands in front of me and fills in every gap, every hole, every area that my hair could not grow, every area that my life could not produce. He does not look at me, but he looks at Jesus. And so for every patchy place of my life, I get the enhancement of the Holy Spirit. I'll preach this thing right now. And some of y'all are like, that's fake. That's favor.
So I wanted to pause right there because to highlight the prosperity gospel in this preaching that, you know, if you're saved, God will fill in the rest of the patches in your life. And these patches aren't necessarily areas of moral weakness or compromise. He doesn't really specify that here. So it's just important to note, you know, this guy is a false teacher, very obviously so. Prosperity gospel is probably the most obvious area in which he's a false teacher, but there are other things in which he's bad at as well. Obviously, he's pretty bad on hot button issues, like he's pretty gay affirming and trans affirming. Trans is in the name. So we've kind of done that video in the past, but this is some more prosperity gospel cringe.
Hey, and every woman judging me, shut up, dyeing your hair and dyeing your roots. Don't do me. Oh, I don't do that. You wear wigs. Okay, whatever. No, just for you got your clip-ins and all. Come on, I know. White ladies clip-ins. I know. Come on. All of us at some time need favor we don't deserve. Need somebody to cover us when we don't actually have the ability to do it ourselves. What is it going to take for us to surrender? Courage. Today I want to pray for everybody to have courage. Now listen, everybody that's under the sound of my voice right now, I know some of y'all are saying, Pastor Mike, if God's going to cut me, can he just do it in the areas that, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, aren't that serious? Can he just do it in the areas, you know what I'm saying, like that seem comfortable? Some of these areas I've been growing too long. Hey, Maxwell, come here real quick. I put on Instagram earlier this week, I said, does anybody want to cut their dreads off?
Just a point of order, this is the strangest altar call I've ever seen.
What's up, dog? You good? How long you been growing them dreads? 6 years of consistency of growing something that God may ask, are you okay with letting that go? Now, this is how people know you. This is your style. This is your swag. This is your, watch this, identity. When people describe, you know, the tall, handsome dude with the dreads. What if God wants to cut an area that people describe you by now? Are you willing to not be who you've been to become who God's created you to be? Ooh, that's good preaching right there. And most of you are...
Fact check, it's in fact not good preaching right there.
So committed to the identity of the season you've been in that you will not embrace the cut so you can have a brand new identity. Hey, Aaron, I'm gonna give my man this chair. Because sometimes you're going to need courage and you're going to need people around you.
So that is the latest antics from Mike Todd. I think you've suffered enough cringe for today. My name is Ray. This is the Evangelical Dark Web. And if you like this content, subscribe to the channel or podcast if you are new. And we will catch you on the next one.